Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Black Coffee, and your co-host, me, The Next Level, on WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio. We're coming to you every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be keeping you up to date on current events and love and relationships. No chasers, no fillers. This is definitely classy grown folks radio, y'all. So tune in, or if you want to get involved with the conversation or just listen, call in at 516-387-1251. Black coffee, y'all. So sweet, she don't even need no sugar.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's get crazy!
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in. Come on.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to Black Coffee Talk. I am Black Coffee. I am the CEO and founder of Black Coffee Entertainment and Inspiration. You can find me on Facebook under Black Coffee Inspiration and Entertainment. I am so excited to be continuing the conversation. We began last week talking about relationships. But before we get into that, I would like my backup, my backbone on this show, Mr. Next Level, to come in and say hello to you guys.
Hello, Ms. Coffee. How you doing? Hello, everyone.
I'm excited about continuing this conversation tonight, Next Level. It caused me over the past week to be introspective about my history with relationships and what it was that I brought to the table that either contributed to the good or the bad in the relationships. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of been thinking on that, and I am so excited with the possibilities of us talking about what those things are as we have all been introspective over the week, I hope.
Right. Yeah, it was a great show. I'm looking, I think that's the most important part about these conversations or these particular shows is that, you know, we leave them a little bit more enlightened than what we came in with. And then I think that being able to honestly and realistically look at what are some of the shortcomings or what are some of the unhealthy situations that we brought into the relationship that we continue to repeat, and finding out how we can make some adjustments so we don't continue doing this. We don't continue to do the negative behavior.
Exactly. I think that we have some individuals who were with us last week, and maybe even a couple who have joined us that weren't with us last week, but want to pick up on this conversation. So,
oh, great.
I would love to hear who's on the line. I hear we got somebody 44695. Can you come in and introduce yourself?
Hey, Jackie, it's Deborah. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm good. Hello, Mr. Next Level. Nice to hear you.
How
again.
You doing?
I'm
good to be here.
You see how slick she slid that in there, don't you, Next Level? Nice to hear your voice. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Okay.
All right. Do we have someone from the 229 area code that wants to speak up?
Yes. Good evening, Jackie.
Good evening. Introduce yourself.
This is Victor.
Yes.
I think we called in last week, but I promised that I'd call in this week, so here I am.
And who are you for the audience who doesn't know?
Okay, well, I'm Victor, and a longtime friend of Jackie's, actually. We kind of grew up in the same neighborhood.
Yes, we did. Don't Don't tell them what I was like as a child, Victor. Okay, and do we have Adrian on the line? Adrian's not there. What about Joanne?
I'm here.
It's wonderful to hear from you. Introduce yourself. Tell them who you are.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joanne. I live in Albany, Georgia, and I am a longtime buddy of Miss Black Coffee.
See, these are the people that hold secrets about me, Next Level,
oh, okay.
That they are okay. Not allowed to tell.
Oh, right. Well, it can't be bad if even they've known you all this time and they're still hanging around. So, you know, that's usually a good sign.
I could be paying them, or I could have dirt on them too.
Oh, okay. So the plot thickens. All right.
She pays well.
But what I want to do is I want to kind of rehash last week, and then get into the conversation for this week. Last week we all talked about some things that we brought to the table in relationships that caused the demise of the relationship. Oftentimes, mm-hmm. we are so concentrating on what the other person did or what we're looking for that we become so self-centered that we don't focus on what it is that we need to, you know, step up on. So we discussed some of those things last week, and it got me to thinking that this week we needed to maybe look at some solutions to some of the things we came up with, or even come up with some new things, but to kind of focus on solutions. What do you think, Next Level?
I think, yeah. I mean, the whole thing about this situation is to, first of all, realize that, like you said, that we have some issues that we need to work on and then start working on the solution. Because I think that's what it's really about, because if we always blame the other person, then we don't get a chance to ever become introspective and then check ourselves to see what we need to work on. So I think and the best way to do that is to realize within yourself that, hey, these are some of the things that I need to work on to be a better person. Because in the end, when you find these things that you need to correct and you make corrections, you know, you're just basically on the path of just being a better person and having more meaningful relationships with yourself first and then with whoever else you happen to be in a relationship with.
Exactly. One of the things that over the past week, because as I go through the week, I'm always thinking about what's next on Black Coffee Talk. And in talking to friends and people I've come across, I find that there's a theme with some of us, and I say some of us because some of the things I'm bringing up, maybe I'm guilty of too. But one of the things is choosing to go into relationships that are doomed for failure. You know, you kind of choose those things that are going to be that are going to be negative anyway.
Right.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
So I want to hear from the caller that's on the line from 40437. If you would like to introduce yourself, tell us who you are.
My name is Miss Sean, and how you doing, Black Coffee and the Next Level, everybody else?
Hello.
Hi, Sean.
It's an honor and privilege to be on this talk radio show. how well I know about relationships, you know. I was addicted to relationships, you know, one after another, after another, after another. And it just wasn't about sexual, you know, it was just about wanting to be loved, you know. And,
okay.
You know, and
so I'm sure you have. Sean, yeah, I was speaking to say, you know, that I'm sure you have a great perspective. I hadn't thought about the addicted to relationships point of view, and that wasn't brought up in the last show. So I am looking forward to hearing what it is you have to contribute. I would like to introduce one more caller. We have a caller from 256-369. Would you like to introduce yourself and let us know who you are?
Hi, my name is Betty Lawson, and I'm calling from Alabama. I have a dear friend that invited me to listen at the show tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And we also have a caller from 814-844. Introduce yourself.
Hello.
And who are we speaking with?
This is Deborah.
Okay, we have a little feedback from you, Deborah. I don't know if you need to turn down the sound a little bit.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yes, yes. And
go ahead, Debbie.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to comment on what the young lady just said about being addicted to relationships.
Go right ahead.
Okay. My perspective on that is maybe she's just not addicted to being in a relationship. Maybe it's just that she just don't know how to be by herself. You know, you have to learn to be by yourself before you can give to anybody else. You know, you gotta learn how to love yourself. You can't get that from, I mean, just being in a relationship. You know, you have to love yourself first before you can even give love and to receive it. So maybe it's not that she's addicted. Maybe it's just that she just don't want to really be by herself.
And, you know, to be fair, Sean did say she used to be. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
We'll be able to hear her perspective on that. And we also have Adrian joining us on the line. And I wanted to make sure that everybody is introduced so that we can begin this conversation, because it seems like everybody is chomping on the bit, just like me, to get started with it. So, Adrian, would you like to introduce yourself and say hello?
Yes, hello to the new callers. I've been calling in on each show, and it's been very interesting to talk about every aspect of relationships. And this aspect called introspection, I wanted to put my two cents in on that. So I'll be waiting on everyone to put their part in.
I don't know. I think some of us might have 50 cents on that.
Yeah, you may have about 75.
Yeah. Some of us might have 5 on it. You know, like 4.8. It got
yes.
5 on it.
Yes, ma'am.
But I am very interested in hearing, first of all, from one of our new callers, because it's a male. We always hear from the ladies all the time. But, Mr. Victor, I want to hear your perspective on what it is that you can do to improve your success in relationships from here on out.
Hey, Black Coffee. I did call in. I thought the topic was interesting enough, so I was probably calling. I need to call in and put my. I think personally, because I
you're breaking up a little. I'm sorry, Victor. You're breaking up some. We can't hear you. very well. I don't know.
Might be picking up your back, right? Let's do something different here.
Okay.
Is that better?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay. And like I was saying, I've done some self-evaluating, so I'm not just trying to go through relationships critiquing the other person. I've learned to kind of critique myself, having been in a couple of marriages and several relationships in the past. So just like, you know, the topic says, you know, you want to try and find out what it is that you can change about yourself. So what I've learned is that, unfortunately, I'm a alpha male, and I know that I'm an alpha male, and that kind of hurts you in relationships sometimes, because if you don't watch it, and I've been guilty of this, if you don't watch it, you find yourself not listening to a person when they're talking to you, but instead you're waiting your turn to talk, and there's a difference. So I'm learning not to just sit there and wait for my turn to talk. I'm going to actually listen and express a little bit more emotions in my relationship, as far as expressing, because people want to hear, they want to see how you feel about them, as opposed to just saying, well, you know, I'm taking care of you, I'm taking care of bills and whatnot, you should know how I feel about you. And I've learned that that's not the case. And without being long-winded about this, I have to say that I'm working on me, and I'm trying to incorporate the other person in a relationship, because the bottom line is it actually takes two people to make any relationship work. So I'm learning to give them that opportunity also.
Okay. I think actually what you said was very, very valuable, because I think all of us might have needed to hear that. Hear something like that, because it makes you think. Anyone have anything to add to that? And please identify yourself as you speak.
I'm Miss Sean. I can identify with what he's saying, because most of the time I realize, out of all the relationships I've been in, and when I look back at me, and not particularly that person like I used to, it was, you know, basically about what I wanted and how I wanted and when I wanted, you know, just selfishness. And most of the times I find out when the relationships didn't work, it was because that person wanted what they wanted and I wanted what I wanted, and we couldn't come to no agreement. It was all about me trying to tell you how to love me, you know, and instead of allowing you to love me, you know. And so I would sabotage the relationships, you know.
Mm.
Especially if somebody come along that really wants to, you know, love me for me and accept me and affectionate and whatever it may be, I would sabotage that. But like, you know, I was saying earlier to a friend of mine, you know, I started attracting who I am on the inside. Insecurity and just searching, you know. And then when I found out that God is in me, and most of the time when I put something before Him, that can be job, we have a relationship with this, it's not intimacy, you know, with a person, another mate or whatever, you know. And I find out He is love, you know. So, because the love that I thought was love, it hurts. You know, what I thought love was, it hurts, you know. And so, and His love don't hurt. So, by me being in a relationship with Him, and it hasn't been long, you know what I'm saying, over 9 years or so, being in a relationship with Him, He's teaching me how to be in one with myself and then others, you know. And then, you know, just being able to, I can just relate to the, it's called the emotional heartbeat. You know, and, you know, just wanting someone to love me the way I love them, instead of allowing somebody to love me, you know, for who they are, love me for who I am, or vice versa.
Right.
Okay.
You know, again, another very profound thing, because as far as I'm concerned, regardless of the type of relationship, whether it's friendship, et cetera, in recent years, I have learned to let the God within me, the spirit within me, guide me to people. And I have come to terms with reason, season, or lifetime. And I found that regardless of whether the relationship lasts or whether it ends, that we have to take the good that was in and learn the lesson that was meant to be learned to move to the next step. You know, because sometimes people aren't meant to be in your life a lifetime. So you have to come to grips with that instead of trying to force it to be something that it's not. Mm-hmm. Who else would like to contribute to the conversation? I'm loving all this introspection and these revelations that are coming from it.
Hey, this is Lex. I wanted to I wanted to piggyback on what the brother was saying, because there's kind of like a misconception going on about the true definition of an alpha male. You know, the misconception is that if you are an alpha male, basically, like he had it, that, look, this is what I do, this is how I roll, and that's it. You know, I show you how I love you by paying the bills, by doing this and doing that and the other. I was intrigued, and then a lot of other brothers use the definition of dogma as to use in the misinterpretation of an alpha male. So I looked up the definition of an alpha male. And one of the things that I saw that was really profound is it talks about being a leader, but it also said in order to be a leader, you have to be able to be a listener. You have to be able to be a follower. You have to be able to make adjustments in order to be that leader. You know what I mean? Because in order to be respected, in order to be cared for or loved, you have to understand your environment and that it moves and changes at all times. So as an alpha male, you have to be able to say, well, look, I'm in a different environment. I need to understand what this is, and I need to adapt so I can continue to be proficient within this particular environment. So that being said, we move into a relationship, we move into a different territory because we're dealing with another person. So as an alpha male, in the true definition of an alpha male, you have to be able to sit back and observe and then see how your relationship can enrich the other person's relationship, because the alpha male, the true alpha male, is all about really elevating each individual that comes in contact with that person, so they will allow him to be the leader, or they will respect him because he respects them first and foremost. So really, in retrospect, when the brother talked about making the adjustment, that was the true definition of an alpha male. So I just wanted to put that out there on top of some other things I'm going to say later, because a lot of us use the term alpha male in the wrong context, but it really is about being able to grow, being able to expand, being able to understand that there is a higher power that guides us, and that every time we move toward that higher power, that we emulate the higher power. And we cannot move toward the higher power if we're not open to change, open to understanding how to love the person that's in our lives, because love is reactionary, right? So if I want this woman to love me, I have to know how to love her so she can in turn love me, and then we grow together. And it's also not only in a love relationship, but in the friendship and all that. So I just wanted to bring that in, because that's something I had been studying, and I really wanted to just really like speak on that and get some clarity on what a true alpha male is.
You know, I'm going to say it because I hear the women on the line breathing heavy, and I just wanted to acknowledge.
Well, then, Nate is going to have to shut up then.
I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that what you said was so sexy.
Oh, my God.
I know I can tell by the laughter I'm not the only one.
Yes, I am breathing very heavy.
He just needs to say mm-hmm every now and then.
I told you I need to give a class.
Oh,
you know, I think, ladies, I got a little happy when Victor and Next Level were talking, because you know I'm like, man, it's out there. It's get it.
Yes, Black Coffee, we are. Yes, Black Coffee, we are still in existence and we are still here. Unfortunately, I think a lot of the ladies that are looking for men go through so many of those who are either confused about what an alpha male is, and they haven't made the transition yet to try and you know, get out of that stereotypical thinking that we, if you're my age, when we were coming up, and this is Victor speaking for those of you who just joined or missed my conversation first. When we were coming up, and if you're 50 or over, then you were raised to be a man. And the way that we were taught were not through our emotions. It was through our hands and in a physical way. We looked at everything in a physical form rather than an emotional form or a psychological form. So we grew up being physical. It took me going into two branches of the military, a couple of wars, and retiring as a police officer to really just kind of get out of that and see you don't have to do all of that. You know, you can function with a female, you know, differently than you do with your job as a man.
Right.
And you can go home, and that's supposed to be your place where you get the stroking from your companion, whether it's your girlfriend, your wife, or whoever. You're supposed to be able to go home and get that emotional side of being a man. For years, I guess I can admit that I was, you know, a little bit hesitant about opening up, as they say. We don't like to open up our hearts, and we're so scared somebody's going to step on it and crush it and all that stuff. But I was always told that as long as nobody shatters your heart, if they just break it, you know, you can put it back together. So just try to keep it from getting shattered. But I'll give the ladies a chance, because I really want to know if, from the ladies' standpoint, if we're going in the right direction. I feel that I am, but it's always good to hear from the person that or the gender that you're trying to appease or you're trying to, you know, get together with or get it together with.
Well, since this is my show, I'm going to ask the rest of the ladies and answer this, because, again,
you're so
bossy. It's my show. So I want to tell you, Victor, you are certainly on the right track. You and Next Level are definitely on the right track. And I also want to tell you, y'all remember I'm a comedian, so my mind goes different places. But, Victor, you need to be careful how you use words like stroking while you're on the radio with me. You need to make so... You need to make sure you watch your language, because remember, I'm not that little girl you used to pet on the head back. No.
Oh, I kind of figured that. So I'll watch my vocabulary then. I'll try to.
But in all seriousness, it is wonderful to hear these conversations. So many of us, men and women, have had broken hearts, and we haven't realized that sometimes we contribute to our own broken hearts. You know, this conversation to me is very inspiring, and especially for the people of color who want to love, You know, we see so many negative images of our relationships to be able to have this conversation. So I want to tell you, gentlemen, I appreciate your contribution. And at this moment, since Victor and Next Level got me so hot under the collar, we need to take a commercial so I can get me something to drink and cool off a little bit before I say something got me beat.
You are me, so without you, there would be no me. Can I kiss you right now? Ever so gently on your upper lip. And as you close your eyes to absorb the sensation of my passion flowing from me into you and back into me, I will recite this poem in celebration of the phenomenon known as you. You see, you are mine.
Poetic love. She asked me, how does poetry make you feel? I said, poetry is like a good lover, the kind that makes love to you from your head down to your feet, the kind that makes you think of them when they are nowhere to be found. Poetry is the kind of love that lifts you up when you're down, the kind of love that makes you smile and brings you peace, the kind we women talk about in our secret hiding places, the kind you record in your mind for years and years after it's gone. I guess it's like giving birth to an angel and always feeling it close to your heart. Even when you have to part ways, you still feel it running through you. That's what poetry is for me. Poetic love.
Whenever I'm brought back from break like that, honey,
I tell you,
you make me feel like something else, honey. I took the break trying to cool off and get some water, but look what you do to me. I just can't win for losing. I tell you what. So in order to move on, I'm gonna ask Adrian to come in on this conversation, and then we can hear from a few more, and we'll move on through, because I want to make sure we hear from everybody. So don't nobody give up. We're gonna get to you, because there's some good stuff. But Adrian, go ahead and tell us your thoughts.
I agree with Victor and Next Level.
You ain't gonna make it no better. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
So you ain't gonna make it no better. Go ahead.
Okay. I date women, so my the alpha male thing, I can relate to it, even though I'm not a male. I usually play the dominant role in my relationships. And by that, I mean, it's agreed at the beginning that I would be the dominant one. I don't just go in saying, hey, I'm the dominant one, because you can get killed that way. But I want to say that to say that if she,
sorry.
If I look back with introspection, I think that every relationship. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Well, every relationship that I've ever been in, I can look back and see my mistake mainly was a part of that was. Are y'all done?
I'm listening. I
want to
hear what you got to say.
Okay. I've had the same approach in all of my relationships, and that's been expecting people to love me like I love them. And a lot of times in the beginning of a relationship, it seems like you're on the right track because they say, "Oh, I like affection too. Oh, I like hugging too. Oh, I love laying down and next to you too, and just reading each other's thoughts and." Being spiritual, and then about 6 months into the relationship, it's like, well, what happened to you loving all that? And now I'm doing too much of it, and now it's not the same. Or, in other words, they say things to sell themselves to me, and then when they actually get deep into the relationship, it changes, and I tend to stay because I'm like a devoted type person, so I tend to stay knowing that it's going south. And one of my new rules for myself and learning to love myself more and more all the time is that I'm not going to stay in anything that seems like it's not going the way I want it to go.
I know that's right.
If it doesn't seem fair to me, if we're not fair to each other, it's not equal in the way of you getting from me what you want and I'm getting from you what I want. I just tend to walk away now because I don't have time like I used to have to give to that. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I can't go through kindergarten and first grade and middle school and high school again. I'm too old for that. So I feel like if you're not where I am and you don't want what I want, then we just need to just call it a day.
And I am
repeating those mistakes again.
And I completely understand what you're saying, but a thought occurred to me while you were talking, and I want to pose the question to you, and it doesn't have to be answered. It's just, you know, we're provoking each other into thought. But is it possible that those people that at the beginning of the relationship they say those things because they think that's what they want, but they don't love themselves enough to be able to receive it?
Oh, I think it's highly possible. And I also think it's possible that they just, like I said, they're trying to sell something to me because they know that that's kind of what I want and what I want to hear. And as the relationship goes on, they start caring less about what I want and less about what pleases me.
Right. Okay.
They care about me less. What was that, Deborah?
Can I add to that? One thing you said was so striking. You know, everybody wants to sell you a dream or sell you a package.
Right, a package.
That's how you feel you win. And see, when we're younger, we jump on it. We don't take the time to get to know that person. What we do is instead of choosing a relationship, we slide into a relationship. Like. And what I mean by that is when you choose, you make that conscious choice that I know this person well enough to know that maybe have a future or something going on. Instead of slide, you know, slide, we spend time with this person and we accepting it at face value. And so, you know, we just spend more time with that person until that's the only person we spending time with. So that's the relationship we just slide right on into instead of making that conscious choice.
I agree with that, but I've done both. I've slid into relationships and I've taken my time, and it's turned up that way. So I think that most of the time we do slide into them pretty fast.
Yeah, we have to understand that it takes us this long to figure it out, you know.
Exactly.
And now we're old and tired.
Tired, exactly, tired.
Y'all talking about sliding into relationships. I think, you know, I must have tripped into most of mine because I must have had two little feet or something. I wouldn't even slide. So I don't know. Mine just but we'll talk about me later. Right now, I want to hear from our producer, Miss Karima, because she got something to say, and when she do, I can't stop her. And then I'd like to hear from Joanne, and then our new Deborah. So, Karima, go ahead and give us yours.
No comment.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Get all the introductions for that.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, thank you for your input there, Karima.
That was deep. That was deep.
I mean, I really had to, like, you know, pop my chest a couple times with that one.
You know, I'm like, okay. Just
Hello?
Make the host look crazy. Yes. Can we hear from Joanne? And then we're going to hear from the new Deborah. But Joanne, go forward, Joanne, with your comment.
My comment is I agree with Next Level and Victor on that. You know, there are some good men out there, but it's still like hunting in a haystack, you know, for a needle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the lady said, you know, they sell a package, and then, you know, down the line, you know, that package just, you know, closes back up.
Right.
You know,
and then
it puts you on a search for something else. You know,
mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I can go find me another package. So, you know, that's where you get messed up when you're searching and searching and searching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get tired of searching.
Y'all need to be careful what words y'all use. I done told y'all, package is also not a good one for me.
Careful package.
Told y'all by Mr. Witt.
Oh, my God.
Well, since I don't give a rat's patootie about that package, it doesn't bother me. I just say package all day and night, and I just think of beer.
See, we are not going to get off track with this, but I will ask Joanne, I did want to ask you one question to kind of follow up. What is it that you feel you can do from here that is going to change the outcome?
Well, I can only change myself.
Right.
That's the big change. I can only change myself. What they see from the outside, from the change that I made, it's only what I can put out.
Right.
I can't satisfy somebody else as to what they want.
Right.
I can just be me. You know, I don't try to do that anymore. I used to do everything I could to get attention or the attention that I wanted. So now I just don't do it. I just give myself my attention.
And you wear yourself out like that.
Yeah. And so
I better not say anything. I just better not.
I thought it was
nothing.
But you know, Joanne, along those same lines. You know, I think to a certain degree in the past, I've kind of not believed when somebody that I was with told me good things about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, mm-hmm.
I can back that up.
Yes.
Shut up.
Token Deborah.
but part of the thing I think is to be able to value myself, because I find myself valuing other people more than I value myself, and that puts me out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's kind of deep. And for these husbands that think they know me, get to talking, let's move on to the new Deborah. Sure, don't believe me, what you got.
The old
right.
Deborah?
The new Deborah.
The new Deborah.
Old Deborah, shut up. I need to hear from the new Deborah. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I feel like, okay, for me, I've had bad relationships. Okay, fortunately, I'm in a good one now. And
you go, girl. Just gave me hope.
Amen.
I tend to, in my past, I jumped into relationships too fast, you know, not giving myself time to get over that last person, you know, and all my relationships, I'd say the last three were terrible, I feel, because I was given and they weren't. But now I'm fortunate to have somebody that loves me, and it's just like, you know, we're just equal together now, and it's actually somebody I was with years ago. But you know, it's just I just feel like people, you need to just let the Lord bring that person into your life. I wasn't looking for this, what I have now. I really wasn't. But I was just fortunate for God to bring this person back into my life. And this person I really always cared about, and I always compared him to my other boyfriends. And neither one of them ever measured up to him. But I just, you know, the bottom line, I just feel like, you know, as women, we should just, like, chill and quit looking for relationships and just let the Lord just send them to us, you know. That's just the way I feel.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, wow.
Because
I totally agree.
If you keep jumping into it, jumping in and jumping in, you know, most times you end up with the same thing, you know, and there's a lot of men out here that really don't really care about us. They just really care about themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't it's just the way.
And New Deborah, I think also part of the problem is that we kind of have this fairy tale expectation of what it's supposed to be about. And we kind of set ourselves up for failure, because I must admit that there have been some circumstances where I didn't recognize good men because I was chasing a drink. You know, I'm gonna call a spade about myself, and it's not just because I'm dark-skinned, but I'm gonna put the cards on the table, because that's what this is about. We're supposed to be helping ourselves and others, but I really want to hear from a new caller that we have in the at from 678-761. I believe you want to make a comment. Please come in, introduce yourself, and give us your comment.
Hi, my name is Diana, and I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is what if you have given your all and your all is not good enough and the other person still does not see your worth? And
well, move on, shoot.
And you're married to that person.
Oh, wow.
You can't just move. And you fight to show that you have their back and that you are there for them and that you love them and you do all these things, but they still don't see your worth.
Oh, wow.
Jackie, I know you said you wanted to get to the callers that were calling in to noon, and I was trying to be quiet and listen. But I'm a very aggressive guy, and I'm talkative.
If the Lord move you, speak. If the Lord
moved me then, because I just wanted to get this off my while we were talking, and it's fresh to the young lady that just made the comment about giving her all. Well, once you haven't given your all. You don't ever give your all. You just given enough. And you've gotten to the point where you don't want to give any more. And if that be the case, if you've already given all that you want to give, not your all, because you still have some more to give somebody else who deserves it. Now, if you've given all that you want to give in that situation, then yes, married or not, it's not a death sentence that you're married. That's why they came up with this thing called divorce. So when you make those mistakes in life, you make those mistakes in life, you get another opportunity to move on to something else or wait for that Boaz to come along. And I know some of you understand what I'm saying when I say that Boaz. And I don't want to get religious and you know, get to the Bible teaching, but you, it says that you have to wait for that Boaz to come to you, because it says in there that a man who finds a wife, that means that he's out there looking. And the Bible says the man who finds a wife finds a good thing. So you're not supposed to be out there looking for it, but keep your eyes peeled. So when he shows up, that you know that that's him. Now, if you're struggling in this relationship and this marriage, then it's time to move on. That's all I'm, I mean, that's all I can come up with. But I just want to get that off my mind because it was fresh, and I'll be quiet again.
Let me elaborate. This is next. Let me elaborate on that, because I was in a situation where that was the case, you know. And the whole thing is, if you're waiting for the other person to validate you, and you already know that they don't validate you, you'll be going around in circles for the rest of your life.
There you go.
You know, so it's really about understanding what your self-worth is and making the determination that it's time for you to move on. Because if you're waiting for the other person to change, why would they change if it's working for them? You know what I mean? Every day you wake up and you allow that person to still be the same person they are, you give them another reason not to change. You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
So, yeah, so at some point, you can't be waiting for the other person that's in a situation that's working for them to change for you. You know, at some point, it's got to be, okay, look, I've given as much time as I need to give. This ain't working. And you know what? Don't be mad at that person because it ain't working. Be, you know, get into who you are and understand that everything ain't for everybody. Because sometimes, you know, we're so determined we want to make something work for ourselves that we become a party to the lie that we're living. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying this from experience. You know what I mean? I was in a marriage and. With all the stuff, and you know what? It was even more crazy for me because with all the stuff that y'all hear, all next level this, I was that same person, but I was with a woman who didn't understand that. You know, now I could have been, man, do you know who I am and what kind of man I am and all this? And it could have been all about trying to prove who I am to her as opposed to understanding that, well, you know what? Everybody ain't going to understand who you are. And that's okay, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But are you going to be committed to this lie as much as this person is committed to not paying attention to you? I put it on me. What are you going to do?
Oh. Right. And I just, I want to commend you for saying that, because that is so true, both of you gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And Victor, I want to say to you, I hear what you're saying about Boaz and the men that have found me. The men that have found me have been crazy ass. And so
that's right. And you know what you did just what you needed to do. Leave their ass.
Exactly. And next level, you went deep, because I think all of us need to realize, all of us on both sides of the fence. We need to realize whether we are in heterosexual relationships, same-sex relationships, or whatever, that we all have the same emotions. We may be expressing them differently. And
right.
So to be able to open ourselves up to understand that other person. But something that I have found, and Diana, Diana, I want to address what you said, and then we're going to move on to Sean. I think one of the things that we all need to do is take a look at not competing with one another. I have been told in a past relationship And it's funny, but I've been told this in two past relationships, and men are on the phone. I've had men actually tell me I'm too good to be true, not bragging on myself. But I'm like, are you thinking that lowly of yourself that I'm – but I believe them when they tell me. But I'm too good for what you have done.
So modest, so modest.
You know what? I'm saying, I'm not saying what I have to offer is all that. I'm saying, though, to be able to think enough of yourself that you deserve the good is what I'm saying.
Right.
So if I'm giving something good and I have someone say to me, you're too good to be true, I believe them because that let me know they ain't ready for the good stuff I got. Now, I come with some bad stuff, too. But, you know, the good stuff that I got is too good for you. You know,
I cannot wait to get off the phone with you.
but in that,
she knows.
To come to that realization, you know, is a work in progress for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to, first of all, you have to acknowledge the God in you in order
Amen.
To realize that you are worthy of the good. The God in you makes you worthy of the good. So I'm fixing to move on because I'm about to start preaching and I ain't got no choir behind.
Well, you know what? You have to realize the truth in you as well, because you know what? A lot of times, psychologically, we don't realize that we're making excuses to stay in that situation. You say, oh,
yes.
I'm married. That's an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Because if you're not happy, like you said, it don't matter whether you're married or not. Oh,
right.
Well, we've been together 10 or 15 years, and you know what I mean? You know, so you have to sit down and have a real conversation with yourself first, because ain't nobody else going to do it, you know. What
and
excuses
you know,
am I making to stay in this relationship when I'm not happy? You know what I'm saying?
And once you have
that conversation with yourself,
mm-hmm.
then it's just time to move on, because obviously, and then to be honest with you, because I'm going to say this, there are no gray areas. You either live in a lie or you live in the truth. For you to
Amen.
Even call in to the show to ask us about what's going on, you already know there's a problem. And I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just saying to just acknowledge that there is a situation that is detrimental to your happiness and to your peace, and you have to allow yourself to have the power to move forward and away from that, so you can first find peace. Because this situation, you know what else it's doing? It's teaching you not to love yourself. Because every day you wake up in that situation, you got to have a long conversation with yourself about why you're not good enough for this person to love any. You know what I mean? So you got to take your power back.
And you know what? This is Deborah speaking. And you know how you know he? You're not good enough. He's not good enough for you. You know what I'm saying? He's not good enough for you. How about that?
It's the woman.
That sums it up. How about that? He ain't good enough for you.
Well, what I wanted to say, this is Ms. Sean. I just want to say, you know, I find out when we have expectations or when I have expectations on people, you know, and then it dawned on me one day, I let myself down. I hurt it myself. Many times in life, through ups and downs, you know, in life, and making decisions in life, you know. And so if I did it to myself, and then, you know, because I'm going to take it back this far. See, God said he don't make us do anything, right? So how we allow
right.
somebody else to make us do anything? And, you know, we just can't base our relationships on feeling. Because most of the time, if you cannot identify what you're feeling, that goes along with that thought, you know. And if you can't identify what you're feeling, so it could be a good feeling. Cause, you know, God don't make nothing. He don't make nothing bad now. You know what I'm saying? But he allows the good times and the bad times. So how, you know, it took me a long time to grasp this. Now, how's somebody going to make me, if God don't make me do anything and he give me free will, right? How am I allowing
right.
somebody else to make me feel a certain
mm-hmm.
way? You see what I'm
yeah.
saying? So, you know, and then we go to searching, and then we'll take that same old baggage within ourselves into another relationship. And we never just really look at ourselves, and so we be running,
you know, running, and then we catch up with whatever we're running from, and it's right there with us. And his name God, you know, he's right there with us, right? The Lord, he's right there with us, you know, right there. You know, so I found out I let myself down. I disappointed myself throughout my life. You know, I had some good times, bad, but most of the majority of my life, I disappointed myself because I had expectations on myself and then other people. And then when I didn't meet them, I started hurting myself. And then when I hurt myself, I started hurting people. So hurt people hurt people. That's all I want.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
Can I say something on the validation thing for a sec? What'd you say?
Go ahead.
I don't know what you guys are on tonight. I want to say that the validation thing is something you're never going to get from someone else. You're not able to tell yourself that you're good enough. Your husband is never going to make you feel good enough.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason he will is when, you know, it's when he, maybe when he wants something or when he wants to put you in a certain place to quiet you down or just whatever. But if they don't really mean it, then what's the point? And and it's like Lauryn Hill said on that song, you know, some women accept being treated like a hard rock when they really are a gem.
Mm-hmm.
And if a person is not recognizing you as a gem, then you need to move away from them anyway. Because why should you accept anything less than that in this one life that God gave us?
Is that a hint that we need to go to a break?
I think it is. They're like, Adrian, shut up.
I believe we might be getting a little hint, y'all, that we done got a little intense and maybe we need to take a break. That
cold
wasn't anybody
water.
Anybody thinking it.
I thought we were going to cut the break.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everyone, for your input and your comments. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, I hope that it is something that you can take with you. And the last thing, whatever you do, psychologically, they say never let your lie become your truth. Because once you do that, you're doing everything to continue to make that lie your truth. So at some point, you have to realize that, hey, I'm kind of living a lie, like you said, because even when your husband does say something to make you feel good, you know that he wants something because you've been there long enough to know what's going on. So even that is you saying, okay, well, maybe now. But, you know, you're just putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound because he'll be right back to where he was. You know what I mean? And you'll be right back in the same place. And you'll be hating yourself even more from letting yourself get played like that. So hopefully, you know, you'll do what you need to do to find happiness.
And Diana.
Next level, they need to be calling you the Dr. Love.
Oh, my God.
Someone was
Diana. The
Dr. Love.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to step out and look for your happiness and your peace. God didn't intend for us to be on this earth and be unhappy and miserable. You can find out who you are by being by yourself. It doesn't mean that you're lonely if you're alone, but you have to find that peace for you because otherwise it's going to be a hard, lonely, miserable existence, even having someone laying in that bed next to you every night.
Amen.
So don't be afraid to step out and be by yourself. Let me tell you, this earth has a lot of people. Somebody is looking for you, and you can't get what's due you if you already have something in the way. So find your peace and find your happiness, and somebody is there for you to make you feel like the queen you are.
Thank you.
It's important to be there for yourself.
Y'all deeper than the ocean tonight. Y'all deeper than the ocean tonight. And I will say that I do know somebody out there looking for me as well. Hopefully, it's not the police with the warrant. So I'm assuming we just had a short break, a short interlude. So I am back on the line to see if there are any others that would like to address anything that we've been discussing at this point in time before I bring up another point.
I think everything that Next Level and Victor said was very poignant, coming from a male point of view, because most of the women on the line are dating men, and they are either there with men or have been with men, and so I think that they should be able to walk away with a lot of education tonight.
And I just want to say something about the last thing about the alpha male. It's really imperative, man, that we understand that even as men or warriors or whatever, we need some place. We need a place and we need a time to be able to put our weapons down and unball our fists and just be recharged. You know what I mean? And the only way we can do that is by letting our women or our significant other love us. You know, it's just a misconception to think that being hard and being this and being that is about being a true man. When being a true man, to me, is about being open to all of those things. Because if we're talking about, you know, there's been a lot of mention about God or the Creator. So at the end of the day, to be able to love, to be able to appreciate, to be able to be genuine with ourselves and with each other, actually we're emulating the greatness of God. And that takes us one step closer. And our journey is ongoing. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, 15 minutes or 2 or 3 weeks, it's going to take a lifetime for us to be able to figure things out, to become more wiser, to become more understanding in who we are and who the people that we deal with and care with. So I think we just need to be, first of all, genuine and patient with ourselves and with each other, and understand that anything positive we do is in the light of God's greatness. And if we go in that direction, we'll be all right.
You know, I think what you just said, Next Level, was kind of prophetic for me. And putting all jokes aside, when you said it, my spirit recognized it, because one of the prayers that I have had as a woman when talking to God about my mate is for me to feel fulfilled. For my king, I want to be his soft place to land.
Yeah.
Amen.
And to be able to have a situation where it's not a competition, not looking fault in each other, but we are building each other up in the place we call a palace, even if it's a shack. You know, to be building each other up for the battle that we have to go out and fight every day. And I know it may sound a little idealistic, but that's just what my expectation is.
I absolutely agree. Because we talk so much about what we need, but we don't really talk about what the guys need. What do they need for us to be? What do they need for women to be for them or to them? They need that. Then they do need that place of rest, and the woman is supposed to be that soft place to land on, like you mentioned. Then when he has to go out to the world and struggle every day and get beat up by all forms of society, especially our black men, they want a soft place to land, and they don't want to come home to nagging and backbiting and you know, why didn't you do this and you said this and you said that and you. You know, you're just like my first boyfriend, or I mean, nobody wants to hear all that.
But you know what, though, too, it goes both ways. I think
goes both ways. Yes.
Yeah, as a male, we have to be responsible for creating that environment as well for her as well, because realistically, the black professional woman or the black woman in the workplace has even more against her, because you know what I'm saying, because she doesn't have the strength, or I ain't gonna say the strength, but she doesn't have the male thing that we have that can sort of ward off some of those things. So we have to be each other's safe place to fall. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then even if she is saying something, you know, well, you didn't do this, you didn't, maybe we need to listen and see what it is that we did. We may be guilty, you know, and that goes back to having an open mind to being, you know, well, you know, maybe today, because there's been times where, like, I've had some issues, some things have happened at work or whatever, you know what I mean? And I went home to my significant other at that point in time, and she had a bad day, you know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what, let me put this aside and see what was happening with her, be her strength or whatever, and then I can always go back to this, you know what I mean? So sometimes
I agree. I just mean that it's more talked about. Our part of it is more talked about and discussed than the male part is. Everybody think the male is supposed to be strong and not let that stuff worry him so much. And I just disagree with that.
We go through it. A man can tell you we go through it, because a lot of times being a man and having to bite your tongue or different things
mm-hmm.
like that, it can weigh on you, man, because, you know, you be in a situation where you like, and I'm just going to take it to the street. I've been in certain situations where I know the person that was talking crazy to me, if they had seen me maybe about 10 or 20 years ago, I would have grabbed them by the neck and beat their ass up, down, left, right, and everywhere else. But I can't do that no more because I got to pay bills and I got to bite my tongue.
Ain't that the
mean?
Truth, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sorry for cussing on the radio, but I'm just saying. You know, so sometimes, yeah, that.
Well, we on the internet, the FCC ain't messing with us.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I just say that to say that, you know, we just got to, I think it's important for men to be cognizant of what's going on with our women, and for women to be, because women seem to, if you got a good woman, you know, and you doing her right and you allowing her to be that woman, she got your back, but we got to pay attention to that, to her. You know what I mean? Sometimes when a woman comes home and she don't say nothing, sometimes we need to be able to read that silence. Like if you know what I'm saying? So yeah, we just got to pay attention to each other, man. But I ain't gonna say it's complicated. I'm just gonna say that it's complex, and we just need to pay attention to each other, and just learn and realize that love is an ongoing thing, and it's something that we have to learn and want to learn to give each other.
Yeah, and I agree.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and
I know that.
Honey, you guys are really, really deep. I didn't realize for those of you that are not familiar with me, you are not in this statement I'm about to make, but these people that I know and love, I ain't know y'all was that deep.
That's because most of the time I'm clowning.
I don't know where y'all
I don't
be
have
in
time for depth.
I don't know where y'all be in all my life, because I'm busy giggling with y'all most of the time.
We grew up, Jackie. We grew up.
Right. I grew up every Monday, every Friday night between what time your show come on?
9 to 10:30. Okay.
Right. I grew up every Friday night at 9 o'clock. Yes.
Wow. Okay. But you know, I had a question that was sent to me, and I think it's valid to address. And that question is, for those couples who have kind of got worn out, who may have been together 40, 50 years, is it fair to tell them to just move on? What about working it out? Is there time and a place for working it out?
Wow.
Well, in my situation, I actually did try to, okay, you know what I mean? And I think I'm and I made it a point to even ask my, you know, even ask my ex-wife, do you understand what I'm saying, you know? So I think, you know, it all comes down to communication. I don't care if you're 200 or 300 years old, you got to turn up the hearing aid or whatever, but it comes down to communication. Look, you know, there's a situation that's going on. I feel like you're taking me for granted. And then he might say, well, I mean, you know, baby, you don't wear the sexy underwear you used to wear. And he can say, well, you don't wear the sexy underwear you used to wear. You know what I mean? You just come home, plop down on the couch. You don't want to do nothing with me.
Oh, you have all the same underwear you used to wear.
Yeah. So, brother, we got to change our underwear. You know what I mean? You know, take a shower, put some cologne on. The same things you want your woman to do, we need to be able, we need to do. So I just think that, you know, if you're equally yoked, no matter how long you're together, you're going to find things about each other that you still love. But if you come to that impasse, then you need to have, you know, just an honest conversation. And then based on the results of that conversation, then I guess you need to take the appropriate action.
Exactly.
Well, I agree with
go ahead.
I'm saying, this is Deborah speaking. If you're with somebody 50-something years, if you're not happy with them, then you just settle them. So what the hell are you still doing there?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
You know, why would you be with somebody for 50-something years if you ain't happy? That don't make no sense.
That really don't make no sense to me.
Why would you even let it go that far?
Don't get mad at me.
That would be my thing.
Somebody else told me that.
Okay, whoever asked you that question, I'm just saying, you know, why would you be with somebody that long and be unhappy and just settle? I mean, by that time, one of y'all about to die or something, but I'm just like, you wasted all your time? 50-some years
that's
and you just
sailing?
That's crazy.
Back in the day, people used to get together and stay together.
Yes, it happens.
Yeah,
I knew it happened. I know.
And I think a lot of people, they start out, we're going to stay together for the kids, which is the worst thing for the kids. You're just teaching them unhealthy relationships. And then I think it becomes a habit to be there with that person and a habit to be in your unhappiness. And
exactly.
I'm not saying it's right. I don't think it's right at all. But it happens. I've seen it.
Yes, it is. I know it happened because I know somebody that happened too.
Yes.
And a lot of times I think it's just
like it pissed you off.
Huh?
Something did.
And it
sounded
like it pissed you off. Somebody that happened. You know it pissed you off.
And a lot of times we're invested in that other person.
What you mean invested?
Emotionally invested. Because I know a couple that said they were waiting on the kids to grow up. Then the kids grew up and they're still together and the kids are gone.
That's crazy.
Y'all know
the
what?
The kids. That's crazy.
You don't want to be able to say that I broke up. We broke up after 50 years.
Check this out.
But why should you stay with somebody because of the kids? I mean, that sounds like some white shit to me. I'm sorry. It just
Listen, y'all have just introduced next week's topic because we only have one more minute and I have to close the show out. Y'all have been some good guests tonight. And Victor, right quick before Black Coffee signs off, I want to know, you going to be rooting for them Falcons Sunday?
Absolutely. I'll be in the dorm. You already know I'll be there Sunday.
I know it. I just had to say it.
Don't nobody talk bad about my Falcons either.
This has been a wonderful show, and I thank each and every one of you. And I ask listeners, please tune in next Friday at 9 p.m. I love you guys.
We'll talk to you next week,
Jackie.
You at
love
next
you too,
level.
Jackie.
Y'all have a good evening.
Good night.
You
good
be
night.
Good.
Good night, y'all.
I will bam.
You're listening to The Black Coffee Show with your host, Black Coffee, and your co-host, me, The Next Level, on WAMRDB. Atlanta Mix Radio. We're coming to you every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be keeping you up to date on current events and love and relationships. No chasers, no fillers,
This is definitely classy grown folks radio, y'all. So tune in, or if you want to get involved with the conversation or just listen, call in at 516-387-1251. Black coffee, y'all. So sweet.